We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's the Dort Podcast. It's the Dort Podcast. Rich Keith. It's the Dort Podcast.
Hashtag.
It's the hashtag Dort Podcast.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Hashtag Dork. My name is Rich Keefe. Davey Eyeballs is on sabbatical, so he's replaced by two men, Jason Rossi and Chris Scheim. Scheim time, baby. How are you guys?
Hey, hi, howdy. What's up?
Hello.
You don't have like a calling card or anything? Really. You don't have like a staple thing that you can say?
Well, not like an introduction. I usually introduce other people with staple
things.
Oh,
that's true. This is Rossi on Wrestling.
Yeah, big podcast.
With his...
He's not used to not being the number one guy over there.
Oh, I know.
I'm very much used to not being the number one guy.
All right, so we have we're not going to do all the bells and whistles. Of course, no Davey's Video Game Minute. We're not even going to do a This Week in Dork or a pick of the podcast. We're going to go right into the topic du jour. And we're doing something a little bit different because we have some other stuff down the road. We're going to be doing the Spider-Man movie. We're going to be doing Jessica Jones Season 3. And we're going to be doing Stranger Things Season 3.
Ooh.
All coming up soon. I didn't even know we were going to do an episode because, let's be honest, my wife is due to give birth today, so I didn't even know if I was going to be in at work. I am, and I said, you know what the people need is an episode this week, even without Davey Eyeballs and even without a really well-defined topic. But I was asking you guys. No, I think it's a decent topic, but it kind of came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Usually they're a little
for
bit
sure.
more kind of topical. And I said to Scheim yesterday, I said, Scheim, do you have an idea for a topic? And Scheim, what did you say?
I said, you know what, Keith? I have one. It's kind of a half-baked idea, but I like where it's going. And here was what we got. I came up with TV shows that you love that other people probably have never watched.
Which I said, a little wordy, so we decided to shorten that down just a little bit. Best TV shows you've never seen, with the catch being, if you're going to pitch it, you actually have had to have seen it.
Exactly.
Although I have a couple that I haven't that I also might mention.
Wait
yeah,
a minute.
Loophole.
Hold on.
Loophole.
I also want to say that when you came up with this, you came in, we were producing the big time radio program.
That's right. 10 to 2 weekdays, middays.
Yes. Yeah, you can tell them where another time.
Yeah.
But I said, I have an idea, and then you quickly interrupted me, and that idea has gone into the ether, and I don't know when it's ever going to
really
return.
Did you really have an idea, or are you just
like,
being funny?
Okay. I sparked it. I always like to have something when people ask.
Yes.
Now that thing's gone.
Well, maybe it was best TV shows you've never seen.
No, best TV shows you have seen.
So the criteria for this is interesting because it's not just a show, you know, like shows that were canceled. I think we might have even done an episode on that back in the day, like old school Dork. We did like shows that were canceled that weren't popular at the time and have since. That's actually the past tense of since.
Really?
Since, yeah. So
you're a wordsmith.
It has since picked up like a huge following. For example, Firefly is an amazing show, especially for the hashtag Dork audience. And same with The Wire. Like, The Wire got canceled because not a lot of people were watching it, but it is now regarded as one of the best shows ever.
And
so,
even a show like Friday Night Lights where it
another
got canceled.
One. It got canceled.
But then it got this huge following when it hit Netflix.
It didn't get canceled.
Well, it got moved to a different network.
Moved to Fridays.
And then it got moved to a bullshit channel.
Yes.
101
network like the gospel channel.
Like, get out of here. But my point is, wow, we're each going to go around and we're going to throw out ones. And if the other two people reject it and say, no, that's too popular, then fine. Then you move on and you suggest the next one. I'm trying to think of, so there's the obvious, any show that we've done like a standalone episode on clearly doesn't count. Because it's really more for this audience, too. But there's still some shows that kind of sneak in there that I know I watch that most of my group of friends does not watch.
Yeah.
Or I'm always trying to convince them to watch. So that makes sense? Anything else
sure.
you want to add to that part?
No, I just have so many television shows that I've watched.
Like, you watch a lot of shows.
There's a lot.
I used to be known in a small little circle. I used
to
run a MySpace page back in the day.
Oh, fuck's
and
sake.
Had a podcast.
All right, Tom.
No, this is me and Tom. He was my first friend.
Really?
Yeah, it was called The TV Guy. So I did
you know,
back
I was never on MySpace.
Really?
I was never on MySpace.
That's actually kind of shocking.
I was never on Instagram.
You didn't have a My Jam of the Day?
I did not.
Oh, I had a song. You would go to it. It was a Rocky theme, and it would autoplay.
No, mine would have been at that point like the You Spin Me Round cover by Dope.
pretty sure mine was Creed. So that tells you where I was.
Oh, which song?
Either Higher or My Sacrifice was great. It was a theme song for one of the pay-per-views back in the day.
It was always the Do Creed, Not Do This at Home on WWE.
Creed also bookend the Scream 3 soundtrack.
Yes, what if? No, don't mess with yourself, though. What if?
They had the first track and the last track, and everything in the middle was like all the shit that I liked, like Slipknot and Cold Chamber.
We're
and like.
Bottle of
Bomb. No, it was What If, which was a bit of a banger.
It was a bad yeah.
Weathered
track.
Is really yeah. good, too. That was one
what
of my favorites.
What was the other one? They had some other one.
It was a made for the movie. It was a soundtrack exclusive. And just remember,
but like,
folks.
Static X was on there, I think. Oh, yeah. It was like loaded.
Pound 5000.
It was a hard.
Just to remember this, if you take Scream 3 out of the Scream anthology,
yeah.
the series doesn't change.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Yeah.
Did you say that before, yes. or did Davey say that?
No, I said this.
Okay.
Well, maybe he might have said it.
He
well.
Might
We're
have said it on the Scream franchise. Yeah, I think he may have also brought
Did
it up.
And
I was thinking about it. I'm like, yeah, you're right. It has no impact.
And when you watch
zero.
Four, it's as if three didn't happen.
Oh, yeah. Like Patrick Dempsey, forget
never existed.
You should have killed him off then. If you were never going to even reference him
the
again.
The brother storyline? Never
Doesn't
happened.
Matter. And they try to like tinker with the first one, too, yeah. by saying that anyway. But so, no MySpace.
Shocking.
Well, back in the day, I was on MySpace, and I looked up my old MySpace page.
So that story ends.
So we used to write blogs. I had a friend of mine. We used to write about TV shows.
This guy was
all
the first
time.
Blogger.
Oh,
he was
my
the first,
God.
He was
Look
the
at
first
this.
Podcast.
First was, MySpace user. He was Tom's first friend.
I know. It's incredible.
Yeah, Tom friended me.
It's incredible.
But anyways, the point of this
yes.
is, but they ripped all the blogs away, so I don't remember all the shows I covered. Because
okay.
I had to watch like every, before like the streaming service game, I watched every television show. And I'm not kidding. Like, if it
well,
was out there.
Actually, we've said here on the podcast, many times you can't watch everything.
I used to.
Oh shit!
I had no life.
We're in
like,
trouble.
When you're kind of really, I don't know, man. This might be. Up radio this overnight, might be all yeah. you had to do was watch TV.
So you would just play a record and then just watch some shows.
I would just play a record.
How would you
and
watch the shows back then?
YouTube
is pre-Netflix.
Used to break it down into
oh,
10-minute
really?
Increments if you could get on there quick enough.
Rossi was also the first YouTube subscriber.
Yes, I created YouTube in 2006.
What are you like, Mac? You just you're created the internet?
Yeah, you're sitting on a gold mine over here, Trebek.
I was right behind the internet creation.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right.
First
so,
user.
All right, my goal then is yeah. to stump Jason with some of the shows that I have.
So,
I think
wait.
One of them will get him.
My Ooh. Shows, I didn't go back super far. But anyway, we'll dive
Neither
into this, and then we'll sort of piggyback. Who wants to go first?
I'll go ahead for go
Oh,
first.
And also, we'll do this, too, for everybody. So we're assuming that most people haven't seen these. And again, if you're listening, maybe you've seen them all. Like, Ross, you've seen every single show.
Yes.
But we won't spoil them. Like, we'll tell you why you should watch it,
yeah,
what
the
we liked about
of the
it.
Show.
But we're, so, obviously, don't worry about skipping ahead or anything. We're not going to give away any endings. Like, oh, the ending was trash. Or we're not going to say anything like that. Or I'm not.
Yeah.
You sons of bitches better not either. So no spoilers on this. And then maybe you can go and... Because now it's so easy to go back and watch all these shows.
Oh, 100%.
Whether it's, you know, Netflix, Hulu, or whatever
else.
Somebody's
on my list. I don't even know
can't
if they,
find them.
I don't think you can find them.
Well, they have to be a show that people have heard of, right?
Ooh,
no, maybe
no.
not.
That will, it's the best show you've
it's
never
like
heard.
He's just
going to
start quoting
show.
Sitcoms
no, 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 no.
from
it's
the 70s.
It's the best show you've never seen is the title, not you've
oh,
never heard
whoops.
Of.
I better redo the list.
All right, Shyam, you may begin.
All right, so my number one is actually one of my personal favorite shows. I know like four people on the planet that have ever seen it. It's called The 100.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I've heard of it. Never
a
seen
CW
it.
CW it's, show.
Yes, yeah, CW
I
show.
I've never seen it.
Big fan of CW shows.
You've
You'll notice a trend in my list.
Oh, boy.
Big fan of CW shows.
What is the premise?
So the premise is that 100 years ago, or 99 years ago, the Earth had a nuclear explosion and was unlivable. And so a bunch of people traveled into space and made the International Space Station their home, called it the Ark.
Mm.
And so now they've come to a point where they believe that they are, quote unquote, overpopulating. And so... Every crime is punishable by death, and unless you're under 18, then you go to basically like juvie in
oh,
the Ark.
Okay.
And so what they're doing is there's 100 kids in juvie, and they send the 100 kids down to Earth now because they believe it's livable now. And they send them down to test it out, and these 100 kids need to fend for themselves and still communicate back with their parents and loved ones on the Ark and go back and forth and kind of go from there. And come to find out...
Is this show done, or are they still making
No, they're still so they're in okay. season six.
And oh,
wow. season one, the the acting, it's a CW show, so the acting is a little
I bet they're hot.
But
Henry Ian Cusick's on that show,
yes,
who
is.
Played Desmond in Lost, who my cat is named after.
Look at,
Look at that. I thought he's not named after the guy from Assassin's Creed. The guy in the modern day? No.
Nope. Desmond? Nope, not that guy.
So season one was like like the acting was kind of crappy-ish, but it was a good show. And then season two was good.
It's the CW.
Season three and season four. Season four might be one of my favorite seasons of television ever.
Really?
Breakout season.
Wow.
And it's like the best part about the show, they know how to keep it short. 13 episodes at most in a season.
See, that's surprising because CW usually goes 24.
It's their like summer show, and so they go 10 to 13 episodes per season.
All right, so that's not as daunting because when you said six seasons, I was like,
they're in season six right now.
All right, very nice. Jason?
Oh, I have so many shows I don't know where to begin since you... I kind of thought this was like shows...
All right, I will go. No.
I thought this would be shows nobody watched.
No, It is. Do whatever you want it to be. That's perfect.
Should I start with a wild card or start with something I bet you no one here has heard of that I think was really good?
Sure, go for it.
All right, it was a show called Traveler. It debuted in the summer of 2007. This was Rossi heyday television. And this basically centered around Matt Ballmer, who played a character named Jay. And I don't know if you know the actor Logan Marshall Green. Familiar with his work?
I'm not.
Well, Google him. He's had a lot of sexy roles, we'll just say. A lot of sexy teen dramas.
Sexy teen drama?
That I can get behind. In the show The O.C., which could be on this list, but I didn't. I think that's very popular.
That was a pretty popular show.
So anyway, the point of the show was
this
these two friends had a third friend named Will Traveler. They went to a museum to pull like a prank, and the museum blows up.
Okay.
So they're basically, the FBI is after these guys. They find out their friend Will Traveler never existed. Like, he's not, you can't find his name, you can't find anything. And there's ties into FBI, like, did he blow up the museum? Did he set these two friends up? So now they're on the run. It was a very well-executed show. It only lasted, actually, one season. Because it got canceled because it was a summer show on ABC.
ABC show?
ABC. Okay. All right. So this show, actually, and the reason I think if you ever want to dive into it, I don't even know if it's streamable, but the reason it's really good, obviously, it's early Matt Ballmer, if you're familiar with any of his work. He was on the show Chuck. He's on the show, he was on that USA show now that doesn't come to mind.
Animal Kingdom.
Not Animal Kingdom, but good guess.
Pacific Blue.
So he, he's had different roles, but this
Suits.
Show, the creator came out and said they had a four-season plan, and you can Google what the plan was.
Monday Night Raw.
Chuck and Bash.
No. What? That's not the show.
What is it? No, is it something to Bash?
Yeah, it is. It's not Chuck and Bash. That's a TMT show, I think.
Is it? Lilo
and Stitch.
The creator of the show, which made this show really enticing to me, and I wish they were able to continue it, was he actually came out and writ out exactly where the show was going to go over the four seasons. So they had
it
out
from the
beginning.
Yeah, he writ it out.
Writ it out.
I know.
Wrote it out.
It's the past tense version. So I will go with
the Traveler.
It was only like six or eight episodes, but it was really, really intense. Very different style of show, especially around that time.
All right, I'm going with a show that I think is very, very popular in England. Like, it was one of the more popular BBC shows.
Oh,
and
douche move.
Why is this?
All right, Rossi.
Why is this a douche move?
It's a British
show.
Can you
let him give him
the
show?
I don't know if a lot
first?
Of people have seen the show. They should see the show. And what they did was they took it and they tried to make it a American show on TNT, and it was awful. It was called Grace Point when it was on TNT.
Uh-huh.
And what was confusing about it is David Tennant, who's the man who played Kilgrave and Jessica Jones,
yep.
He plays the main guy in this. It's a whodunit. And he plays it. So Broadchurch is the name of the show. And then when it was in America, it was called Grace Point. And David Tennant plays the same character in both fucking shows. Hmm. It's dumb. Grace Point didn't really work. And I unfortunately saw that first. And I was like, yeah, like, he's really good. I like the premise because I love a whodunit.
Yeah.
And sadly, it is a kid who dies in the small town, and they're just trying to figure it out. And then this ended up being three seasons. I think it's still on Netflix. That's how I saw it. So Broadchurch, David Tennant's in all three seasons. He's awesome. And I definitely recommend that. Again, I know it was really popular, but I think in the United States, not as many people have seen it.
So you're telling us we should watch Grace Point?
I would punt on Grace Point. Okay. Holy smoke. You could burn Grace Point to the ground. I would watch Broadchurch as soon as this episode is done.
There you go. My next one will be a show called Undateable. It was on NBC, and it was a full comedians cast. Had the likes of Chris D'Elia and Brent Morin and Ron Funchess.
Very good show.
Rick Glassman. And so the premise is it's just like all these friends, and one of them owns a bar, and so they're constantly in the bar, or they're at one of the friends' apartments. I very much relate with Brent Morin. He sings Backstreet Boys a lot.
Like that?
He can be a little effeminate at times because he's just an emotional guy.
Sure.
And I get it. I relate.
Sure.
But then what the show did is it got canceled after three seasons, but at the end of the second season, they did a live show where they literally they just filmed it live, and there were points in time where people like missed lines and didn't come out for scenes.
Oh God!
And so then the entire third season they did live,
wow.
which was awesome.
Yes, this is also when they launched the show Whitney, which Chris D'Elia was also on.
Yeah, and Whitney that. Cummings was in that show. Was in Undateable as well.
So they did a lot. Okay. This is where like NBC was trying to revamp their Thursday night schedule.
Yep, exactly.
For the 900th time.
I did watch Whitney like the first season.
Anyway. I actually liked Whitney.
It was okay.
They made be on this list,
and
it's
they made
not.
They made a lot of good jokes too. Like they'll turn the TV on in the bar, and it'll be them, and they'll be like, "Wait, we're on NBC now." And then they go, "No, those are the security cameras."
Okay,
but very funny show. There's a lot of funny moments. I was a big fan. Chris D'Elia and Brent Morin together are hysterical.
And I don't know the actress's name. She also went on to that show, Rules of Engagement, or she might have been on it before. I don't know where this time frame.
That was. Chris D'Elia's sister, Bianca Cagelich or something
That's
like that.
Her. Very sexy.
Cagelich, yes. Very,
very
good looking
sexy.
Girl.
Mm. Worth watching.
And they brought
that.
Bridget Mendler in from the Disney Channel.
How about
Fun
that?
Fact.
Oh, her.
Pretty
yep.
good.
All right. I will
go ahead.
See this. Jericho will be my next pick.
Oh,
I don't know if you guys
I've
heard
never
of this.
Seen it. I've heard of it. I've never
very
seen it.
Very good. Skeet Ulrich at his absolute Oof. Sexiest.
I do like Skeet.
Don't mess with that. Skeet,
he's on
Skeet,
our list
all
too.
Over the place.
Come on.
This show is a small town in Kansas is literally, not figuratively, left in the dark after seeing a mushroom cloud in a nearby Denver, Colorado town. It is basically about the survivors of its. Not necessarily post-apocalyptic, but there's something going on in the U.S., and this town is just has to keep to themselves, and all sorts of drama ensues between the townspeople, who's in charge, who's leading, and then what really entices this show, different times throughout the you know the season as it developed, different people would come into their town, and you would be like, okay, what's this? Like it was FBI agents, all these different people from you know government, and then eventually the big thing that this show was canceled. This show was absolutely canceled, but one of the last... There was a way for Skeet and his crew of people to go, like, overcome one thing, and they had this thing, this tagline was called Peanuts.
Peanuts.
So they said Peanuts was, like, the code word.
Peanuts.
The show got canceled, and then CBS was delivered over 1 million pounds of peanuts. They brought the show back as part of the campaign.
1 million pounds of peanuts?
What? Yes.
What do you do
That's
with all that?
That's a lot of peanuts.
What if you were allergic?
You give them to elephants?
You could kill millions of people
You could feed
with
a
that.
Lot of elephants with that, though.
You could feed a lot
the
of elephants.
The show was really good. It went, I think, another two seasons, and all it right. was just, it was really excellent. It had a nice little cult following there for a time. So Jericho would be a show I highly recommend.
I'm going to throw out Bates Motel into the
Ooh.
Mix.
Ooh, definitely Wait, heard of it, never what? Seen it.
Bates Motel was
on Rihanna A&E. In this for an episode or
she
two?
She was. Rihanna was in
Rihanna.
It. A&E, which
Love
does not have Rihanna. TV shows.
No.
Like, I don't know why they decided to have, like, a full-on, like, drama.
And this is Carlton Cuse produced, too, where he was coming off of, yeah. like, Lost, and he also had, like, every other show that was, like, Lost.
Yeah, and so Vera Farmiga, who is in a whole Ooh. Bunch of stuff, she plays Norman Bates' mother, Norma. And so it's essentially it's essentially a prequel to Psycho, but if you do what I did and like the first couple of seasons, you're kind of picking apart like what the details they give you in Psycho versus the details they give you in this, and it doesn't really line up like what state they came from or what you know what I mean. Like, so it's kind of a loose prequel, I
it's
guess
like
you could
Gotham
say.
Gotham is to Batman.
Yeah, kind
I
of.
I watch enough Gotham, and I'm like, wait, this
Ugh,
happened
I
later.
Hate that show.
Or, this happened earlier.
Yeah, so like it's the same iconic Bates Motel, and it's the same iconic like house on the hill that they live on.
Yeah,
and it's all of that stuff is the same. But then you're getting into like his half brother, and like so then you're like, wait a minute, is that he didn't reference that in the movie? Like, is that true? And like, I don't remember Psycho 2, 3, and 4 or whatever. But I'm just based on Psycho the first one, which is unbelievable, and then this was good. And like with any show that has, God, I want to say 4 or 5 seasons. There are some like highs and lows. Like there are some times like, oh, that was rough. That was a rough storyline. But overall, it was really good. And I remember watching it like as it was going on. So I don't know where that would be available. Maybe it's on Netflix now, but I would check out Bates Motel.
Sweet. My next one's going to be a show called Revolution. It's a post-apocalyptic show, generally centered around the idea of what would happen if the entire world lost electricity.
Okay.
And they're unable to get it back. And the main character's name is Charlie Matheson, and she goes around with her uncle, who's like a former soldier, and he kind of helps her figure shit out and kind of move along, and there is a tyrant, quote-unquote, in charge. His name is Monroe, and so they kind of have to deal with him.
Oh, boy.
And Monroe and Matheson have some history, so you
Ooh,
know.
Is that right?
Miles Matheson and Monroe, they got some,
like,
they got some history.
If we could.
This show had one of the best premises with, like,
it was real good.
I think that's what's going to happen to us one day. Like, either the internet's just going to go away or just electricity's going to
go away. We lose all
the
power.
And that's how we're going to just, like, purge some people right out of this planet.
Yeah, that would be tough.
This show was during the stretch.
Like a day without power is tough.
It would be.
Let alone.
Right? An hour.
An hour stinks.
What are you going to do with that stuff?
Eat it all. Eat it. Fast. Super fast.
No lights. You got to go candles.
And they never come back. It's like, you don't need to drink all those beers right now. You never know. You're like, trust me, it's going
to
be fine.
This was when NBC was trying to grab, they were trying to find a sci-fi show that could be theirs. They had
Heroes. Wait, you said NBC this was?
This was an NBC.
And I think it was post-apocalyptic before post-apocalyptic became cool.
Yeah, that's
cool.
That's the hot thing. It was pre-Walking Dead.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah. That's,
I can't confirm that.
Maybe not.
I think it started right before it, but like,
early 2010s.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly when, but this show...
Not even. I think it was like 2006.
No.
Well, continue with what you're saying. I'll look it up. Yes.
But this was like, I remember one of the shows on my list that we won't have to dive into is just a show called Surface. That was another one of those. Mm. There was Threshold. There was all these shows about aliens. Everything was trying to be like, we're going to put you in these weird situations.
Every network had one.
They were trying. Because Lost, honestly, like, Lost was one of my favorite shows of all time. But that kind of changed the game for, like, sci-fi on major networks. So then every show was trying to do it.
Ross is right. 2012, 2014. That was with the show run.
Good run.
I had a good listen. Yeah, there's a time frame
here. You watched a lot of TV, all right?
Yeah, he did.
Watched a lot of TV. All right, did you go?
I did not. But it is my turn. So
yes,
I will say, I'm not going to go deep into all of my TV.
Just pick one.
I know, but
come on,
Robbie.
It's not that hard.
The quicker you do it, the more you can say.
Right? Exactly.
No, I don't even need to say much about this show. Scream Queens. It was a show that was.
You liked Scream Queens?
I didn't like it.
The
first season was really good. I'm not necessarily a big fan of all the actresses, but I just thought it was really fun to watch how they did this.
My question. My
that one
question.
Had like Emma Roberts, right?
Emma Roberts was a star. Ariana Grande was in it.
What happened to Abigail Breslin? What happened?
Oh, you mean
to her?
Like physically?
Yeah.
She didn't look right. Cute as a button.
She was cute as a button.
And then just like,
she didn't look right, though.
It's almost as if her
and
body.
I'm not trying to FAT shame. I'm not doing that.
I don't think it's necessary.
I don't think she is either. That's my point. It's like, what's up?
Her body is just thick.
And not even that. We can dump that.
I'm a big fan of thick.
You would like Abigail Breslin.
No, stop. That's not my point. My greater point is she's like a worse actor now.
Way worse than when she was
like when she was a little kid, she was fantastic.
She was nominated.
And now you're like, she can't even hold her own in this ridiculous slappy show.
And they didn't like, you could tell they knew that. If you ever watched Scream Queens or
Jamie Lee Curtis was in it too.
Yeah, and who was the other sexy guy? Hudson.
Oliver
Hudson.
This is the girl. She was in Zombieland.
Yes.
Yes.
So did you ever see Little Miss Sunshine back in the day?
No.
So she was like a little girl. Good movie.
For the amount of TV shows I've seen, it's probably the lack of movies I've seen is my issue.
So Abigail Breslin was like, that's what put her on the map, and she was unbelievable in it. She was also in Definitely Maybe, which is like my favorite rom-com with Ryan Reynolds. She was his daughter.
Yeah, yep.
And then, Zombieland. So she's really good in all of those.
Yeah.
So
and
I'm curious.
Happened.
I'm curious in Zombieland 2 that comes out later this year. I'm curious what she's going to be like.
Puberty happened.
She was
that's
a
what
mess.
Happened.
She was a mess in the show.
Yes.
And I was like, what is wrong with her?
Yes.
I don't know if it's one of those things like if you ever saw The Happening, like they purposely kind of made her completely strange and awkward, like she was acting that way, or if it's actually just her lack of talent around this role. Anyway,
it was weird.
The show was a whodunit. Another one like there's murders going on within a sorority. Emma Roberts is like the lead character who's trying to say like she has like
she's a fun show, right?
She's good in it.
She's
Emma
excellent.
Roberts is
she
really
was
good
so
in it.
Good. She was like a breakout star, obviously, with American Horror Story.
Yeah,
and then this was a spinoff. Ryan Murphy made this show. The first season is very good. The problem is they spun it into a second season, which A should have never happened.
Unnecessary.
And B, and included the same type of cast of characters, but in a different scenario, which never worked. So Scream Queens, if you're into like somewhat anthology style. Horror movies or movies in the horror genre of television, check this one out.
Let me McTwist off of that.
Ooh.
That's a new Macagoo thing that they're doing.
Yeah, kickflip. Backflip ollie. Backside ollie.
Christ air off of that. I was just looking forward to using that. So I'll McTwist off of that. You said Scream Queens, and this is probably on your list too, Shyam, but Scream.
Yes.
Now,
the movie?
The movie. You guys should see it. It's awesome. It's on Netflix right now. Yeah, you don't need to see it.
Mosquito Rick. Mosquito Rick.
So obviously, I was excited that they were going to try this TV show. And again, it's called Scream, but It's not in Woodsboro. It's not, like, it's really not tied in at all.
It has nothing to do with the Scream you know.
I think Wes Craven was a producer on it, right? Initially, right before he passed away. I think
he's part of, like, the team that created the show.
Yeah. Something
and
like
then
that.
Bailed.
Well, he died. And guess, well, he didn't bail, he died.
He bailed on Earth.
God, get
Jesus Christ.
Can you be a little more sensitive?
No.
It's, we're going to be picking up a lot of headlines after this episode.
So you're going to have to dump
Wes
a lot
Craven
of this.
Wes Craven bailed on life. No, but... My issue with the show isn't terrible.
I'm still hung up about the Abigail Breslin stuff that you've been saying about her.
I said she's thick.
You said that about me, too.
No, I said he's a bigger guy. All right, Jesus Christ.
So
everybody.
You didn't like Scream, the TV show?
I didn't, because of
I
all the reasons
it.
You're about to explain.
What?
Well, it's not
Scream.
It had nothing
it's
to
not
do
Scream,
with the
but
show's
I thought, so they have
Scream.
A,
but I was okay with that.
Like, I was okay with it, too, and it got a little slappy
but then why
season
call it
two.
Yeah.
Season three, apparently it might be moving to VH1. There's just a new story about...
there's the story that it's going to now eventually be
in the
Ghostface kill. Like,
which
actually,
I would love. Yeah. The mask is not Ghostface, but it's a pretty good mask. It's scary, though. It's a good mask. They got to re-up it.
Yeah.
Ghostface came out in 96.
You
so they got to re-up
it.
And the kid who is essentially the Randy Meeks character is really good.
Yeah, really good.
He is really good. Good. And they do a great job really adapting it for the 2000 the kids in high school now and like
with
all the technology
media.
All that stuff like that they do a really good job with that and the main girl I forget even what her name is she's good too like she's compelling and she's in most of the scenes so it's helpful that she's good. I like most of the characters. If I remember correctly, season two kind of took a little bit of a
turn.
But
season one was good.
Season
I liked
one was
it.
Really good. I really enjoyed it.
The show,
especially if you're looking for like a horror TV show, which there aren't many.
No, I like that one.
Scream Queens.
Scream. I would go Scream season one, Scream Queen season one, then Scream season two, Scream Queen season two. But bing, 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 bing. Better rank them.
I wouldn't even bother Scream Queen season two.
Fair enough.
Well, no, nice I wouldn't watch it. I'm just saying to rank it. That's what I do. All right, Chime.
My next one, I'm going to go with another comedy show. I'm pretty sure it's a Hulu exclusive, actually.
Oh.
It's called
I have not seen it.
Happy Endings.
Nice.
And
oh, no, that was actually on ABC for
was
two
it on
seasons.
ABC?
Yes.
So I had, when I first pitched this idea, the first question I asked was, I probably can't use New Girl. That's probably a little bit too popular.
That's very popular.
I would say it's very popular.
And so I immediately said, okay, well, Damon Wayans Jr. was in the pilot of New Girl, got a role in Happy Endings, went and did Happy Endings, and then came back to New Girl.
But the show was good, though?
The show was pretty good.
Was
I enjoyed it. It had Alicia Cuthbert in it, Damon Wayans Jr., Eliza Coupe, or Coop, I don't know how to
Is
pronounce
that the
her last
was
name.
In those final seasons of Scrubs? The tall blonde?
Yes.
Kind of has masculinity
to
her. Like,
yeah, but she's a good-looking
go
girl.
Character.
Here
she's,
we go again.
Yeah, she's like a powerful woman.
Watch the show.
That's what she is. She's a very
bastard.
Powerful woman.
She's a brute.
Yes.
And even Damon Wayans Sr. makes an appearance, and he plays Damon Wayans Jr.'s father, and they wear like matching tracksuits and stuff.
I do like Damon Wayans a lot.
Pretty overall, the show was pretty funny, and it's just like another little mindless comedy that you can enjoy.
Yeah.
The 30-minute or the 25-minute episodes are great. You can bang through as many of those as you want.
Yeah, good stories in there, and like you said, it was a show that started on ABC, got the boot. Hulu became a platform. They're like, yeah, we'll take your first season. It was one of those launching off points for Hulu when it first was developed.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I'm going to go Dollhouse. This is one of those shows.
Is this Elijah Dushku?
Oh, Elijah Dushku. It was a very bizarre-ass show.
Yeah.
The way it's described is a futuristic laboratory has erased the identity
laboratory.
Of young... Oh, sorry.
Laboratory.
I can't say anything right now. The one time I say something actually correct, we're going to get it.
Yeah.
That's
basically,
correct.
It takes lost people and turns them into dolls for... many different
reasons.
All right,
Professor Pig.
Some people buy these dolls for sexual purposes.
Oh, Rossi.
Oh, yikes.
It's what the show's about.
That's why you'd buy it. That's why you'd buy the doll.
And,
and now you have to marry your mother-in-law.
And then he tries.
I ain't invested this.
But then some of them actually have their personalities. Stinky. So anyways, some of them still have their unique personalities within them. So they basically go to this dollhouse where these scientists read like...
Is it House of Wax-ish?
No, not as House of Wax. So,
okay.
The character from... now I'm drawing a blank. What was the... Cabin in the Woods, the goofy guy, the stoner.
He's one
of the doctors in this show.
Oh, okay.
Amy Eccles, who's an actress, has been in a bunch of different shows. She's in this as well. They basically take these dolls. People buy them for high prices. It's kind of like on a Westworld type of way.
Okay.
So these characters go out into the world. Once the person is done with their purchase, they get sent back, and like their whole body gets kind of like cleaned is the best way to put it. So some people use like, oh, I have a daughter. So there's like young people in this too. So you can like, if you... some people lost their daughter, so like they buy a new doll, if you would, to be their daughter for family event. They also, so Elijah Dushku's in this. She eventually realizes her history, so these were real people, and so she tries to fight against this system, and it was good. It was about a year and a half. It was on Fox. It was a Friday night show, so if you're a real loser like I was back in the day.
Come on, stop. Stop beating yourself up. You're doing great.
Good show.
You're doing great. I'm going to go with Mindhunter Netflix, which I love this show. I don't know how many people have seen it. I feel like it popped up, you know, when it first came out, and now season two is eventually coming out. They took a little bit of a time off, but I like these shows similar to like a Boardwalk Empire, which again, I don't know if that would be. Is that too popular, probably?
I think too popular.
Probably too popular.
I think for the most part, any... Because that was HBO, right?
That was
HBO. And I think any HBO show is almost too popular.
Majority
of the time.
I agree with you. Like, it definitely gets a lot of attention.
Like, because even, like, The Leftovers doesn't get a ton of attention, but I think it was still too popular to talk about.
And I talk about it all the time, so that's not on the list. But Boardwalk Empire, only in the sense that Mindhunter has a bunch of fictional characters and then mixed in with some, like, made-up characters. I guess it's based off of a book, but it's basically these two... Or the FBI agents or whatever they are, and
like behavioral analysis.
Yeah, and it's like they basically coined the term serial killer. It's like the first time this has happened, and so they're going around to these different like jails and interviewing real serial killers, but like lesser known guys. Like they're not interviewing like Bundy and all these other like Gacy, but it's different guys. And then I'm like looking them up like on Wikipedia, and I'm like, look at this son of a bitch. Like,
that's I don't
a
real know guy. What he did.
And like some of them look identical. Like some of the actors did like a crazy job, but they're just going around.
So it's not like Zac Efron playing Ted Bundy.
No, it's not.
If Ted Bundy wishes he looked like Zac Efron.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
Attractive for a serial killer, but...
Right, because that can be a kind of a gross group. But I would recommend Mindhunter, especially with the second season coming out.
That one, I'm actually... Cool. So far, of all the shows, I'm taking your advice on that
Check
one.
That one
no
out.
No offense to Shine so far.
No, you're good.
The 100, I'm
Check
interested.
That.
That's six seasons.
Yeah, this is one season, and I don't even remember. Probably 10 episodes.
Yeah, I think it's like 10 episodes.
Yeah, check that out.
So my next one, I'm actually going to do a twofer here because I know neither of you have either of these, and it's kind of the same as... It's off the same premise as Scream. They
Pokemon
took a movie.
Red and Pokemon Blue.
I wish. They took a movie, and they made them into TV shows. These shows would be Shooter...
Oh, my God, on USA with Ryan Phillippe.
Yes.
Yep.
And then Taken.
Oh, that was trash.
Taken,
show.
The TV show?
Yes.
Come on.
I enjoyed
the opening scene
both of them. Shooter was much better than Taken.
Have you seen the movies, at least?
Yeah, of course I have.
You just told me you didn't see any movies. I was just asking you to make sure
but
you
Shooter's the Mark Wahlberg movie.
Shooter is
a great movie.
Is one of the movies that I remember seeing in the theater. Like, it was like a group of friends. We had nothing to do. We went and saw it. And I remember sitting there like, why are we seeing this movie? And then 10 minutes in, I'm like, this movie's fucking awesome.
And it has like that roadhouse scene at the end where he's coming out of the lake and the explosions of the background.
That movie had no business being as good as it was.
Yeah.
Like, I put... So, have you seen Warrior, the movie? Like the,
oh, yeah.
Like, so, Warrior and Shooter are two movies where...
So good.
You'd see the preview, and you're like, yeah, I kind of know exactly what that's going to be. And then the movie is awesome.
Blow you out of the water. Yes. And so then Taken, I actually also really enjoyed. It's completely... It has nothing to do with being taken. Which is the best
just
part.
The history of the
it's,
character.
Yeah. So it's the same title
the
character, Brian Mills.
Yeah.
But and
Who
like
plays
the train scene.
Some nobody or like a real dude?
I
think
it's,
British actor.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. I think his name's like Clive.
Benedict
but,
Cumberbatch.
No. I wish.
Clive
but like
Cumberbatch.
And so like the idea is that his sister dies instead of his sister being kidnapped. And so this is what sparks him to go just like be a badass,
a
and he joins up with the FBI,
okay.
And it has, the first season actually has Smash Williams from Friday Night Lights, which we mentioned previously, which is great, and then the second season has, I think his name's Adam Goldberg, plays like a tech guy, really good.
All right.
I actually enjoyed it.
Okay.
Good for you.
Good.
That's
Throw it on the list.
Of the show.
Throw it on the list.
The episode. These are probably too popular, so I'm going to pass on those.
Which ones? We'll tell you if they are.
Chuck.
Probably.
Had a little bit of a run.
Probably.
In Twin Peaks, definitely.
Twin Peaks, yes.
Yeah,
I mean, it's kind of niche, but like, 90s. Yes. Yeah, for sure.
It did return about 2 years ago, but I'm going to go with a Netflix show that got canceled, had one season. It was called Everything Sucks.
I've heard of that.
A really fun show. If you're a child of the 90s or grew up in the 90s, this basically takes place in 1996 in a town called Boring. So it's Boring High School. And it's all these kids in Oregon that basically are going through that weird time when you're a freshman in high school. You have your weird clique friends. There's the soundtrack alone. Just think of 1996. You have all the Alanis Morissette, Oasis, like angsty 90s music throughout the whole show. Some people might say a little forced. Some people said about Captain Marvel. I take it the other way. I think it fit perfectly.
Yeah.
They kind of took what that lifestyle was like. It's about, again, about five teenagers. They're trying to make a film. They kind of run away from home. It is worth a watch. Here's the only question I have. I don't know if Netflix keeps shows on there that they cancel. So I actually looked up this show.
Oh,
and
really?
I don't know if it's still on there.
See, I bet they would just keep it in the catalog, but maybe not. Yeah.
But I don't know if they like, have too much junk on there. They have to make room for like Scream 3, so like we got to get rid of this.
No, Scream 3 not on there. Scream and Scream 4 are on there, and the Scream series is on there. That's what you got.
Anyways, but everything sucks. If you have the opportunity, it's a great way. It's 20-minute episodes, if that. They're really, really short,
yeah.
And it's really a hell of a little sit-down and watch.
All right, how about this one? Hope you're sitting down. Ghost Whisperer.
Loved it.
Have you guys seen
this?
Too popular?
I think that might be a little too popular.
Because
like, I also used to watch the reruns. Like, that's how popular it was.
Yeah, it was on the ION Network.
And still
I'm
pretty sure.
That's how I watched it. Because I didn't watch it live. And then they did the thing that they bury shows and they put it on Friday for a while. Mm.
This actually, I think, went to Saturday.
Oh,
I think that's the real.
That's a tough kick.
You will get at least the horny teenager.
But she looks like she's incredible.
JLH,
and they know what they're doing too. Like, like the wardrobe, you're just like, all right, like you know, like I'm not even listening. And then also, Jay Moore pops in for a couple of seasons and is really good. But anyway, so Ghostbusters, you're right, maybe too popular.
Also, your boy Randy, real actor, real name,
Jamie Kennedy
on there, and they almost got married during the show, filming of the show.
I know. What the fuck?
That's nuts.
Basically,
So
at that point, I'm like, I just need to meet her.
Yeah.
Like, that's
right?
all it would have taken.
That's all it is.
Very
quickly. Takes.
So, Jamie Kennedy was doing a tour on Valentine's Day, let's just say 2013.
Okay.
And it was rumored that Jennifer Love Hewitt was with him on 90% of his tour. It's Valentine's Day. I'm thinking, of course
she should
be there
now.
So, I went to the show, got me.
Wait, what does he do?
Stand-up
comedian.
He's actually pretty funny.
I like him. I'm just,
He's good stand-up. He did about, an hour set. Afterwards, me and my buddy were like, we're gonna go see.
Yeah.
We're standing there. We're walking around. We get backstage passes. So I'm like walking around the back.
Where
I'm like
is she?
Creeping around like an absolute psychopath.
Real crazy
like,
person.
Probably should have been thrown out.
Yeah.
Wasn't there.
Huh.
We asked. We go, oh, hey, like, how's the relationship with Jennifer going? He goes, oh, it's great, man. You know, she's doing her thing right now. She's filming. 2 weeks later, announced, broke up.
They were probably broke up at the time. He didn't want to tell you.
He
didn't want to tell you.
I know what you're doing there, Chuck. I know
you're
walking around.
Yeah, you have no chance anyway.
Yikes.
Yeah, but at that point, I mean, for Jamie Kennedy, like, the rest of his life, what? You were with Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Yeah.
And now you're not.
Yeah, you can always say that. Like, I say something.
Yeah, but he's just pack it in, I feel like.
Oh, kill
because
himself?
He can always, yeah, because you're, like, always kind of, like, achieving more, right? Like, you can, like, couldn't you say this? Couldn't we all say this? That tomorrow, for all of us.
Oh.
Could be better than today.
Could be.
Could be. For Jamie Kennedy, it won't be.
It's true. He won't have JLH. Unless
there's no chance.
He starts dating Jennifer Aniston. Only way.
No! You're out of your fucking mind!
You suck! Aniston. You suck!
The girl from Leprechaun?
I'm just saying.
No.
We're talking about famous actresses. I'll
just see her in the new Adam Sandler movie? Looked pretty good in those dresses.
Of Ghost Whisperer. I even created a whole Ghost Whisperer drinking game. I wrote out all the rules.
All right, true American.
You had to take a sip every time she had cleavage.
So
you were dead.
I see your Ghost Whisperer, and I raised you the client list. If you
I
good,
did see
Jennifer
that. Of course
Love
I watched
Hewitt.
The client list.
Well, of course, there was no story.
I watched
story?
The movie first, because that's what it was. It was a Lifetime movie, and then they're like, this is good.
Jennifer Love Hewitt?
Yeah.
Every Sunday
Let's
night.
Do it.
So what was your actual choice?
All right, let me,
since Ghost Whisperer
Ghost
is too popular?
Doesn't count. That's fine. Another show that they moved to Fridays and it somehow survived for a while is Grimm.
Yes.
Ooh, yep.
Grimm of the Grimm Fairy Tales. And it was like a cool premise. And like all these people could kind of, in a way, kind of shapeshift. Like they were all like, so the stories you'd hear about like the wolf, like the all that shit, like that was real. Like these people would turn into like a wolf or whatever. And so that one, I think, is pretty good. But there's all these different creatures in the show, and it does. It's another one of these ones that gets kind of crazier because they keep having to up the ante. Like, it initially was kind of like a smaller group of people that were all involved in like this strange, like hidden universe.
Yeah,
like some people know about it, most people don't, kind of thing. But it was good. It had a good run. You know, it was up and down, but overall, I liked it.
It's very similar to one of the shows I have on my list, but I don't know if I can use it.
How about this? I'm not the host of the show, but I see the clock we're at. Can we do our dumps at this point? Like, let's just throw
names out.
Throw names out.
Go ahead.
So the show comparable to Grimm, which is probably actually where they got the idea of Grimm from, is Supernatural. But the show is now
way too popular.
Show has been on for like 14 or 15 seasons.
That's
now, so
crazy.
It's too popular.
That is crazy.
The other ones I have. So the Society is a one season show so far on Netflix. I don't know if they're going to come out with a season two. Basically, a bunch of high school kids go on a field trip. Field trip gets canceled. They come back to their town. Nobody's there.
Ooh.
They leave the town to go explore because they're like, where the hell is everybody? And there's nothing. It's just woods and fields for miles. So they think they're in a parallel universe.
Oh, I'm excited
like that.
Another one, The Order, another Netflix show. It's about a kid who goes to a college and tries to get into a secret magical fraternity / society.
Okay.
That one's pretty interesting. The other one I have here is, The Last Ship.
Oh, my God. Deering loved that.
Great
Josh
show.
Josh Deering, who's
it has, not McDreamy, but McSteamy.
Yeah, I know.
I saw the first season. A show that just recently got canceled, which I very much enjoy, AP Bio. It's like a B-level community.
Yeah.
The main character's more dickish, and the students, though, are hilarious.
Is AP Bio the one with,
Patton Oswalt?
No, is it Glenn for, Howerton?
Yeah, Glenn Howerton. Yeah. And then the last one I just watched, it's been one season so far on ABC. It's called Single Parents. It has Taron Killam, the girl from Gossip Girl that played Blair.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
Meester.
Meester.
Nice.
The brother from Everybody Loves Raymond, the tall guy. Whatever his
Brad
name
Garrett.
Is. Yep, that guy. And then another lady that I don't know. And it was pretty funny.
Good.
Pretty enjoyable.
Rossi?
My dump here. Raising the Bar was a show back in 2008. It was a TNT drama. It had Mark Paul Gosselaar in it.
Yep.
Very good. I don't like any courtroom drama. This one grabbed my attention probably because of Zach Morris. It doesn't count. I just always like to mention Fringe. Just an excellent show. If you didn't see it,
throw
watch
it. Out there.
Had one of the best season finales ever, not series finale.
Yep.
Show Sirens, short-lived comedy on USA about first responders, paramedics. Very funny. And then my complete dump, Rescue Me, if that counts. Mm. Here's the one for you, Goosebumps. If you like kid-told stories, and it is just, it's on Netflix right now, absolutely worth watching. I fall asleep to it almost every night.
Nice.
HBO show that was excellent, didn't get enough credit, Newsroom, short-lived show.
Okay, all right.
American Dreams was a show on NBC about the 60s during like the Dick Clark era. Don't Forget the Lyrics. Random, we're throwing in one of those shows? Yeah.
Sure.
It was a really well done show. Now there's like Beat Shazam. That sucks. Don't Forget the Lyrics. Awesome. Because everyone felt you could be involved.
Mm-hmm.
The Joe Schmoes Show.
What?
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do actually.
It was about a show. It was like supposed to be set in a reality, so everybody thought they were on like a real world. But actually, just one guy was a real person. He was surrounded by
poor
actors.
Bastards. Yeah, I remember.
And
that.
At the end, it was one of the most sad reveals of all time because he thought he was a part of this like show where everybody was on the same page. Very sad. They gave him a ton of money though.
Yeah.
Still Standing, which was basically a CBS comedy. That was Family Guy put in actual characters.
Mm-hmm.
Carpoolers, only for one season. Just Google it.
Greg
the Bunny. People can joke about it.
Which one, the Bunny?
Greg the Bunny.
Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about.
Very freaking funny show. Kind of like a Married with Children. Undeclared was another one on Fox. That was quick. And this is obviously a cult classic, so I don't think it counts, but Freaks and Geeks. If you didn't watch that show.
Yeah, Freaks and Geeks, I think, counts now. That's the only one I think that enough people have sort of picked up.
Just means the characters, the actors alone.
Yeah.
These are probably too popular as well, but Arrow, The Flash, and Riverdale on CW.
I love all of them.
I think heard of any of them.
Specifically, Arrow Season 1, like, you can stack up there with some...
Even
of, like,
Arrow Season 2 with
really good.
Deathstroke is really good.
They're really good. You don't need to watch all of it after that. I've kind of bailed on some of it. Preacher, probably too
that
popular?
No,
or that counts?
I would say that counts.
Preacher
on AMC. That was like, if you watch Walking Dead, here's the other show that you're not watching.
Yeah, that's true. So Preacher has been more good than bad, and I think they have one final season coming out. Mystery Science Theater 3000, can we count that, or is that too popular?
I think for this crowd, it's probably too popular.
It's probably too popular for this crowd, too, but it's an amazing show.
But the original run of it.
We don't talk about it enough. I just want to throw it out there. And then two shows that I've never seen that I know people will be mad that weren't included on this list. And I know it's popular, but I think it's popular as a show that people haven't seen is The Americans. Everybody's it's the best show, it's the best show, it's the best show.
Never saw it.
And I haven't seen it.
Nope, me either.
I mentioned Josh Deering before, Loves the Last Ship. He's been telling me for years to watch The Americans, and for some reason I haven't. And everybody says it's great. It's like acknowledges it's the great.
For like,
For everything.
Yes.
And so I haven't seen it, but I wanted to mention that. And apparently what was really good was Hannibal on NBC. It was a sort of a short run. I haven't seen it, but it's on my list. Everybody says it's great. So that'll do it for us. Those are the best.
No, before you go, what is the one show you think out of this that everyone should see, and why is it Goosebumps?
It's because it's scary.
Definitely
and it's
not
kids
Goosebumps.
Telling a story. Out of my list, probably Broadchurch. I think where I led with, probably Broadchurch.
Yeah, and I would say The 100 for me because that's one of my favorite shows of all time. And if not that,
Mindhunter.
Undateable.
Undateable.
Yeah, all that's bullcrap. Goosebumps.
Goosebumps
is the
one.
It really is. It's spooky.
Well, that's good to hear. Well, I don't know when the next episode will be.
They said they wanted something spooky.
No, they didn't.
I hope I don't jack off.
That is the voice of Chris Scheim. You can follow him at ShimeTime. Jason D. Rossi on the Twitter and Rossi on Wrestling on the iTunes and everywhere else where you have the podcasts are available. I don't know when the next hashtag dork will be. That is TBD at this point. But again, Jessica Jones Season 3 will definitely do. Stranger Things Season 3 and Spider-Man Far From Home, which is coming out real soon. So I'm sure Davey Audio will be back with us next time. Another perfect episode.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.